Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This next story is pretty hysterical to me. Everything about the story is funny. All the way from the names of the candidates to what's being said. I wish there was more political smear campaigning like this. Because, I mean, you see it all the time. It's always comical to me because you see the ads pop up. I know during football and baseball games, I mean, it's incredible how much you see just people poo-pooing on each other to try to get votes in their favor. But it's getting really hairy in Virginia. Leslie Cockburn.
What?
Leslie Cockburn.
That's her name.
That is, yes. She is running against Denver Riggleman. These are real people, real names, really running against each other.
For state Congress.
Yeah, congressional candidates.
Oh, God.
For Virginia. Run against each other. Well, Democrat Leslie Cockburn is accusing Republican Denver Riggleman of Bigfoot porn.
Bigfoot porn.
Yeah. I mean, straight
Sasquatch
up,
erotica.
Straight up said it.
Yep.
Straight up. She said, my opponent, Denver Riggleman, running mate of Corey Stewart, was caught on camera campaigning with the white supremacist. She also said that he has ties to notorious white supremacist Isaac Smith, and then she wasn't done. That's enough. No. She shoved all in. She goes, now he has been exposed as a devotee of Bigfoot erotica. This is not what we need on Capitol Hill, ladies and gentlemen.
How does she know that? She's going through his browser history?
Much like the story we did on James Gunn, she did a little poking around on his social media, and this guy, for some reason, has pictures of drawings of Bigfoot with giant ding-dongs on his Instagram.
On his Instagram. So he wanted people to see this.
Well, he actually put a picture of his face on the head of the drawing of the big ding-dong Bigfoot. And we'll put all this up on the Johnny B Show Facebook page so you guys could check it out. Cockburn, who is the mother of actress Olivia Wilde.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Posted a screenshot from Riggleman's now private Instagram account showing an image of a Sasquatch with a sensor bar over his big, giant genitalia. I mean, it's big. That sensor bar's big. She also posted an image of Riggleman's account featuring the politician's face superimposed over the beast's chiseled bod. Riggleman's caption had read, my buddies thought this pic was fitting for my birthday next week and to celebrate my new book release in a month or two. Mating Habits of Bigfoot and Why Women Want Him is the name of his book he's releasing.
Oh, boy.
So he's into, mythical creature porn. That mythical creature being Bigfoot, which, has never been proven really exists. So
I'm looking at Olivia Wilde and her parents right now.
Uh-huh.
The math is really not adding up.
It's not. Nope. She can get it.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Well, sometimes that's just the way it is. You've seen my son, and you look at me. I made him. Like, that's really my son. Not cool.
I know.
Well, you saw the picture of that woman, that Democrat, or the
Cockburn
candidate.
Cockburn!
Her, Cockburn. Yeah, sorry. She made
No, I wasn't saying her name. I don't feel good.
She made that.
I know. Yeah, Olivia Wilde is beautiful.
Yeah, she's a good specimen. Yeah, she's good. Yes. She could use a couple pounds on her. You know what I mean? She's gonna holler at me. Yeah. A little skinny for the B man. You know what I mean? I like a little meat. You know what I mean? I want some marbling on my steak, baby. Hmm. He came out. I guess he said Leslie has been traveling throughout the district, meeting with real people about real issues that matter to them. She's talking to, isn't that funny? She was talking in Charlottesville.
Interesting.
Yeah, that
city sounds familiar. Meanwhile, Mr. Riggleman is home scrubbing his social media of Bigfoot erotica and who knows what else is what a spokesperson from the Daily Progress said. Riggleman once co-authored a book titled Bigfoot Exterminators Incorporated, the partially cautionary, mostly true tales of Monster Hunt 2006. So here's my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated by fictional creatures like Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot and things like that.
Right, these urban myths and legends.
Yeah. I think they're interesting, and I like it when sometimes people... When I was a kid, I really believed in Bigfoot. Really did. Like, I remember we were camping. I swear I saw Bigfoot, but now as an adult, it was a bear. It was a bear. Obviously, it was a bear. If there was really a Bigfoot, they would have found more than giant footprints, obviously made by people, you know, that... I want people to believe that. Sure. You know, it's pranky. It's a prank. How come nobody's ever found a dead Bigfoot or a
skeleton?
And we
can find these, like, fish with no eyes, like, 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I mean, look, just like pro wrestling, people love, you know, fiction. They love it. You know, it's entertaining. I'm a victim. I'm entertained by these people. I watched the documentary of these people taking sonar and going... Pretty much combing almost the entire giant Lake Loch Ness or whatever, trying to find this monster in Ireland. And they were like, ooh,
Scotland.
Yeah. We saw this giant blip. It could be him. Or it could just be a tree underwater. You don't know. Like, nobody's, besides seeing a little craning neck come out from
It's a freaking lake, man. Yeah. I mean, we could find it if it was there, but it's not there.
Yeah. And this thing has to come out one time and, like, pose for Facebook. Like, there's too many cameras. There's too many people now. If there's a giant monster, it's going to be seen. Sorry.
Yeah, he can't hide.
But this guy's he's running for Congress, and he believes in Bigfoot? Come on.
Or maybe he's just into Bigfoot porn.
Well, you got to believe in Bigfoot to believe in his ding-dong.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I guess there's people that believe in, like, fairy porn.
Yeah, I mean, you could like anime. You don't believe in the characters. You know what I mean?
I guess. I wonder, would you watch a Bigfoot porn?
Oh, of course.
I would, too.
Be like for $0.
Yeah.
Be like that car accident on the side of the road that you really don't want to stop and look at, but you're going to glance at
I want to see it.
I want to watch the whole thing.
I've seen some weird porn, man. I've seen some German porn with, like, pterodactyls and stuff.
Yeah.
Like a guy dressed as a pterodactyl.
Yeah. That's weird. And, like, amputees with fake legs popping them off and using them in the sex act.
Porn bloopers. We've talked about that before.
Uh-huh, yeah.
T-Rex porn. I showed you and Gio that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
Just got to stay away from the Asian porn, though.
Why? It's great.
There's some really bad stuff.
Oh, they pixelize it.
Why do you hate Asian people?
I know. This guy's such a racist.
Asian people.
I don't know, dude.
Just Canadian rappers.
The look of disgust on your face when you say the word Asian.
I know. I'm sorry.
Look at him. Look at his face.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. And I just see, you know, straight white male. Yep, that's what I see. Not good, Ryan. Yeah. Not good.
Who do you think made those khaki shorts, you jerk off? 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
They do both of those things really well, by the way.
All right, let's take a break. We wanted to give you that, though, because that is so funny. Go to the Johnny B Show Facebook page right now, and you'll see the drawings, you'll see the story, and enjoy. That's what we're here to make you feel good.